gonna be the best post game ever.
You're gonna see inside our brains and hearts.
Yes. So we're gonna talk about controversial relationship stuff that I think most people go through, but they probably don't talk about out loud.
Correct.
Just because it's, yeah. And I feel like we've all gone through stuff that has to do with what we're about to mention. Okay, so I want to talk about two things. The first thing is the ring, the politics of wedding rings, okay? Second thing is whether or not we have found hair that does not belong to us in our homes. And obviously we're living with significant others in this scenario. And like, what was our reaction? How do we act? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's start with rings, okay?
So first of all, I think it's amazing that boys have set it up so that they don't have to wear engagement rings.
Uh-huh.
She, yeah, I don't know, I'm in a heterosexual relationship, so I will talk about that, my experience with it. Mm-hmm. She has to wear this thing that's like, stay the fuck away. Until we're married, I'm like, hey, everybody, I could just be whatever. Because in some ancient setup, some genius man was like, no, here's a gift, it's shiny, don't think about it, you wear it, I won't.
Here's my theory. I think you're wrong. And first of all, do you know the history of the wedding ring, the engagement ring?
Yeah, it was invented by Tiffany of Tiffany's.
No, well, that's a good guess. Yeah.
Damn it.
But I remember, and I might get this a little wrong, so please take this with a grain of salt, but you can obviously look into it yourself. I remember doing a story years and years ago on TYT about the history of the engagement ring. It was meant to, like, remember back in the day, if a woman had premarital sex or whatever, she was considered like tarnished and she wasn't as valuable. And marriage is a business transaction, at least back in the day it was. Mm-hmm. And so let's say a man gives a woman an engagement ring, or let's say before the engagement ring, they agree to this marriage and it doesn't work out, and all of a sudden she's considered tarnished. Mm-hmm. The engagement ring came about as a way of like compensating that woman for tarnishing her or something.
I'm going to break you.
Can someone look into that and correct me if I'm wrong? Because I vaguely remember that story and just thinking, wow.
Again, mine is shaky too, but the young man would offer this expensive gift that the daughter wears because it's not between the daughter and the new guy. It's between the new guy and the father.
Right.
The father has to offer up this money.
Dowry.
Or like he has this daughter who is a prize.
Yep.
And someone's gonna take this money pit off my hands one day. So then this is the guy.
Yeah.
And if you F this up, then at least here's this big shiny ring that I have some kind of value.
It's a security deposit.
Calling you a prize.
Yeah.
My best friend, Princess Jasmine,
I may have a prize to be won. Right, sorry.
The other old timey marriage thing was that on the wedding night, you take a white sheet and you have sex on it.
Yeah.
And she bleeds because it's her first time, because these are the olden days. And you take that sheet covered in blood and you put it out the window of your house and fly it out there so everyone can see that you made her bleed because of your beautiful, powerful penis.
No, she's proud because she was pure.
She was pure. It's all about purity.
And in the play Othello, to get Shakespearean, the reason it's a red spotted handkerchief that he finds is because of that sheet, it symbolizes that she's impure because she's already had her white sheet spotted with red. That's nerdy, I'm sorry.
So that's a real thing. And like there are, like, I've heard about it within the Armenian community, and we're not talking about like hundreds of years ago. We're talking about fairly recent. And fuck that shit.
Well, you've heard what? The practices?
That practice happened like a generation ago.
References.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember, like, I've talked about the one and only sex ed talk I had with my mom. My dad, no way. But like my mom had a conversation with me when I was 11. 11 or 12, but it was definitely before I went through puberty. And she wanted to warn me about like menstruation and all that stuff.
And love so, the word warn.
This is the way that she told me. She was like, listen, she's like, one day you're going to notice blood on your underwear, and it's okay, that's normal, it's natural. But I just want to let you know that these Americans are going to propose that you, she didn't say propose, but I'm paraphrasing, are going to try to make you use something called a tampon. She's like, do not use that, because if you do, you will lose your virginity and no one will want to marry you. That was it. That was my sex ed conversation with my mom.
It's like a time portal into 1,000 years ago.
No, but that,
thanks, mother.
That fucking terrified me. And I remember, like, you know, because I live in LA and we had comprehensive sex ed in school. I remember when we finally like went through the program, you know, information about the tampon came up and I was like, why don't they want these women to get married in the future? They will be tarnished by these tampons. And then finally, like later on in life, and I'm not talking too later on, like, I don't know, like the first several years that I had become a woman, I didn't use them because I was afraid. And then finally I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm gonna wear a diaper? Is that what's gonna happen? I'm gonna wear a fucking diaper. I'm gonna run around wearing diapers and shit every month. No. And so, like, first of all, yeah, lost my virginity before marriage because you should. If you don't, that's okay. I'm not judging you, but you should. And whatever. Like, it's just that shit is not that old. Like, people still believe in that.
I like, so in the movie Dumbo, a stork brings the babies. And then for a lot of people, you kids ask, where do babies come from? And you say, a bird carries it from the clouds and drops it off. Which is way more fucked up than what actually happens.
Yeah.
Oh, when you get old enough, your body changes and you can make a baby with mom.
You fall in love.
Yeah. And then you do, there's something that you do together. And
a special hug.
There's a special hug and you make a baby.
Yeah.
And it comes from mommy's tummy.
Yeah.
That is way less terrifying than the thought that you, when you were born, were carried by a bird.
Yeah, it just dropped from the sky. So we never like got the stork explanation. Good. The explanation that we got was that my mom ate too much watermelon. And that as a result.
Old world.
And so, yes. And so after my brother was born, I remember talking to my mom and telling her, like, I really want a sister. And I had like a bowl of watermelon. And I was like, can you please eat the watermelon? I really want a sister. And I never got a sister.
The hard thing about lying to your children is eventually it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get these questions. My kid is 5.
Oh, wow.
These questions were asked 1.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is, you have to come up with a certain way. Like you said, there's a certain way of doing it. And as we all know, I hate all of the fictional holiday characters. Mm-hmm. There's no Easter Bunny. There's damned fuck sure no motherfucking Santa Claus.
Wow, that was harsh.
I can't stand the Santa Claus lie.
Why?
It's the biggest, worst lie ever create and tell your children. I don't know why we do
it. It's weird. It's super weird.
I've been in many discussions. We've been discussing.
Pajama Man comes to your house with magic beasts.
This is crazy. It's because of Coca-Cola. We already know that. Yeah. So anyway. But we don't tell them the stork anymore. Why not? We tell them Santa Claus. And
yeah, that's a good point.
It's just weird. So anyway, you guys might as well tell them, because then your parents had to find out, your kid's going to show up with a bowl of watermelon and be like, eat it. Go ahead.
Eat the watermelon.
I guess that's how everything works. That's like how I think.
And what are they going to do? Your 5-year-old's going to start trying to figure out how to have sex because you told them how it works?
Can't do it yet, kid. Hate to tell you. Wait for puberty. What?
Yeah.
Idiot. So wait, I want to talk about the politics of wearing your ring or not. I know a lot of people who are married.
Yeah.
And the boys don't wear rings.
The boys don't wear rings?
The boys don't wear wedding rings because they're like, it's uncomfortable.
I've seen that too.
I talked to a chef who was like, he's a sushi chef. And he's like, yeah, I stopped wearing it because I kept getting like little fish eggs on the inside and they would start to smell and like pop. And then you'd be like, oh, that's disgusting. So he only wears it on his days off.
Like, how about wash your hands? Like,
No. It's, I admit, I get it. It's in there and you're always getting, because like you get food in it. Hmm. But I know a lot of guys, Jimmy Fallon, remember when he had his finger all broken? It's because he fell onto a counter and caught his wedding ring and he almost lost his finger, and people lose their finger that way. Which sounds like a thing guys come up with to lie so they don't have to wear a wedding ring.
Or like it went down and it pulled like the joint right there.
Yeah, the joint.
And it break my finger? Get the fuck out of here.
But it's real.
Because guys' wedding rings are thicker.
Yeah. There's Comfort Fit. I know this because I had to shop around for my husband's wedding ring. Comfort fits better.
What's that? What is comfort fit?
I don't know. They like shape the ring in a way where it's like less noticeable for the guy. It's called comfort fit, so it's more comfortable, I guess.
This is heavy.
Yeah, that looks exactly. Like a fun, like Hanes.
Like Hanes comfort. I hate getting bacon in that gum. So good. It's breathable.
Oh my gosh. But
it's so weird.
It's weird because like in my case, Christian's way better about his ring than I am. And like I love my ring. But sometimes I take it off to do life stuff like cooking or if I want to put my makeup on. I put my makeup on with my hands, which is not the best way to do it, I guess, but that's how I like it.
Yes.
And I don't want to get foundation in this ring because it's got a lot of like stuff going on and it's hard to clean it. So there was this like last week, maybe I shouldn't be sharing this, but it's not that big. I mean, we're a normal couple. We get into arguments, right? We got into a series of arguments last week and it was an act of protest. I'm going to admit it. And I was like, I am not going to wear my engagement ring anymore. I am just going to wear my wedding band. And that's it. Just my wedding band. And my wedding band's like super thin. Like I wanted it to be very petite and like whatever, delicate looking. And you can tell I have a wedding ring on, but I'm just not wearing this like, I'm married, like ring. And he called me out on it.
Yeah, he should have. That was terrible for you to do.
I totally fucking pussed out. I should have been honest with him. Like, yeah, I was upset with you and I shouldn't have done that. But instead I was like, I'm just trying to protect my engagement ring. What a bitch move.
Yeah, no. You should apologize to him later.
I'm gonna apologize to him today.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, you know what? You didn't do that. I did that.
Like
he kept his ring on. No problem. Like sometimes here's the thing. I'm definitely willing to admit when I'm wrong. That was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes I can be petty. Like I'm human.
I get it. That's why you shouldn't break up. You should just say like, you know what, I was thinking about it.
Not to get too many details, but then the question is, would you take, I'm saying not to you to answer the question, but is it, did you take it off because of what? Because honestly, what did it mean? Did it mean I'm gonna make every guy think that I'm available? No. Because you had a ring on still.
Yeah.
So really it.
An ambiguous ring though.
I would never like.
You wouldn't, but it's like
I would
you did
never,
it for a reason.
Because oddly, as much as this is a generalization, as much as men generally have discomfort wearing wedding rings or just have these other things they're doing and don't like having it on, women, again, another generalization, fucking love it.
Yeah.
They love having their wedding ring on, love showing off their wedding ring all the time. So it's not like they're going, oh, I don't know why I have to wear this big gaudy diamond. Jesus. And now everyone's gonna be like, oh my God, look how much money went into that wedding ring. Again, women care about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm sorry I'm generalizing, but guys don't go, hey, you need a bigger ring this year, sweetheart? Let's go get a $25,000 one this time. Ugh. I mean, it's just, they don't care. Guys don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't wear this is $40. I would not wear an expensive one because I'm so irresponsible with stuff like that. Like my sunglasses now are, she bought them for me, but the ones I buy for myself are friggin' $12, $20.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were gonna say $1,200. I'm like,
oh God, that freaks me out to think about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm hitting this and I'm like, am I gonna break it? It's $40. Let's be careful. Put it in.
Yeah, like for me, so I know how much my engagement ring costed. Costed.
Whoa. It's accosted.
I know
how much it accosted people. Trained ones.
And we didn't do the thing where like you go and you pick out the ring with your partner. Like I really genuinely wanted to be surprised. So he did it on his own. But later he told me what he paid for it. Because the only thing we agreed on ahead of time was that he could not go into debt for the ring.
Mm.
Like that would piss me off. So I was like, please, like if you ever decide to like propose, like just make sure that you pay it in cash. Like do not put it on a credit card. Like I'm gonna marry you, right? So I'm gonna have to fucking deal with that debt. I don't wanna pay for it,
right?
You know? Yeah, I don't want us as a couple to have to pay for it. So he ended up telling me what he paid and it's not a super expensive ring. And I fucking love that. Like I'm nervous about losing it because it means a lot to me. You know, it's special to me. But like in terms of value, I mean, if someone tries to steal my ring and sell it, good luck. It's a lab created ruby and I fucking love that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just,
is it insured?
I love it. No.
Oh. See, that's the thing.
Because it's not about the value of it. Like it's not really.
So for me, the engagement ring is insured. So it's like $500 to replace. the wedding doesn't still hold its value. So like, I'll pay money for the engagement ring. I don't know why I'm shouting. I'll pay money for the engagement ring because we could sell it. If times got tough, we could sell that. I have a certificate that's like, it's worth this much money. I know the person that I bought it from is like, I'll buy it back from you if you ever need to change it, upgrade small or whatever.
That's different.
Okay. I bought it from an ex. that's true, which is weird, but great. She's super nice. But I can sell it back. It retains its value. Now, we just got married and the wedding was not expensive. And yeah. I love that.
That's really good. My wedding was expensive.
Yeah. But because, I feel like the same like old world sensibilities that gave rise to such touching stories as watermelon babies and tampon violations, tampon virginity, also gave rise to a you need to get married in a certain way with family that you haven't met yet but needs to be there. Was that the case?
Yeah. I mean, so my mom didn't, because she was an immigrant who had no resources, no nothing, like she didn't have a wedding.
Right.
And so for her, it was a big deal for her daughter to have like a big wedding. And I'm going to be honest, I love, you know, components of Armenian tradition, and my favorite Armenian traditions happen at weddings. And so I really wanted that. But in terms of the guest list being as big as it was.
So who was on that guest list versus who wasn't?
I wasn't invited to your wedding either.
She wasn't. I sent her a text message after. We had a live feed and I sent it to her after the feed was over just to say you weren't invited.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, I don't regret having a big wedding because the day of was, it was special and it's memorable and I have fond memories of that. But and also you get all the people. Okay, let's just move on. Because I feel uncomfortable talking about my wedding around you.
Really? I don't care. I think it's great. I think it's great that you decided to be so selfish on your day.
I wasn't selfish though.
I'm kidding. I don't care. The one, I told you this many times, which is I will never hold it against someone for any decision they made about their wedding because it's their freaking wedding.
I know, but the thing that sucks, and this doesn't even make it better.
It didn't look that fun. It looked terrible.
It was terrible.
It looked like everyone was having a miserable time, the way they were all smiling and talking about how happy they were.
No one wanted to be there, but they felt obligated and it sucked. So, okay, I promised the one other part of this post game, so let's get to it. The hair, the hair. What do you do? Like, have you ever found the hair of another man in your home, and what did you do?
Have you?
Guys don't notice hairs.
Not even a little bit.
We don't notice our own. That's why they're all over the place.
This is not a discussion about how guys react to finding other guys' hair. This is only a discussion about how women notice everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this? And it's some other person's hair. The guy would just be like, ew, gross. And that's it.
Yeah. You
wouldn't connect it to, let me take this to the lab.
Absolutely.
And then, women are like, this isn't your hair. It is not my hair.
He's like, I just got back from the lab and the DNA test told me. Forensics were all over this.
CSI, special chickdoms unit.
Oh my God, you gotta do a skit or like a show on that. That's awesome. That's a smart idea. Okay. Anyway, like of course women notice that shit. And I remember when I was single and dating this guy, there was a guy I was dating, really liked him, blah, blah, blah. But we weren't monogamous. And it was like one of those things where you first start seeing each other and like you start feeling things, but you're like, no, I'm not looking for anything. And you both have that like ridiculous, disingenuous talk about how you're not looking for anything serious. But in reality, you like each other and you don't want that other person to go, you know, stick their penis in someone else. Like, it's that easy.
So that's how it works.
Yeah. So that's where the relationship was, okay, at that point. And then, you know, this guy had never invited me to his place. And I thought it was weird because we would always go back to my place. And so finally I was like, hey, I've never seen like where you live. Can I, like, let's go to your place. And he's like, okay, sure. So one night he invites me over and I'm excited. And so I had gone to like an event that he was performing in, and he wanted to take a shower after the event. So he goes in to take a shower. I'm sitting on his bed, and as I'm sitting on his bed, I kind of like, you know, just look around, and I see this insanely long, curly black hair on his bed.
And you were like, I had no idea your pubes were that big. Wait, I'm sorry. Is that not what happened?
That's not what happened. And what goes through, here's what goes through my head when a situation like that comes up. First, I try to make excuses for it because right. I don't want to accept it. I want to be in denial. So I'm like, okay, this hair could be from, and then I realize there are no other explanations. This is just another woman's hair on his bed, which means he had sex with a long, curly, black-haired woman in this bed, never washed the sheets, obviously. And I'm right here, I'm sitting here, and I'm now very upset and I'm very emotional, and I have no right to be because we're not monogamous, but I'm still upset. What do I do? And so he comes out of the shower and he can see that I'm upset, but I'm trying to hide it. And then finally I was like, you know, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go. And he's like, are you sure? You're welcome to stay here. I'm like, I gotta go, I'm really not feeling well. And he's like, okay, get in my car. Bawling,
yeah,
fucking bawling. Mm-hmm. I was so upset. And again, you, like, there's the rational side of you who knows that you don't really have a right to be upset. And then there's the emotional side of you, the human side of you that just likes this guy and you don't want him to sleep with other people. So it wasn't until the next morning that I came clean through text. And I was like, mm-hmm. Here's what happened. I found this hair. And his reaction was like, yeah, we're not together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, women are super sensitive to finding hair. Well,
and so from the woman's point of view, is it 100% of the time in your minds when you find a hair that is obviously not yours means he's been effing around?
Yeah.
Is there ever a time when it's not that?
Well,
in your assumption.
Yes, there is. There was a time where it wasn't.
Is it possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you another example where it wasn't anything shady. So there was this time when I had to go out of town for work. Christian and I weren't living together at that time. He was living with a friend. And so I told him, I was like, look, you never get any alone time, so you're welcome to stay at my place while I'm gone. And he's like, okay, cool. While I was gone, a couple that he's friends with that live in Florida came into town, and he had them over. And the guy in the relationship actually does have very long black hair.
Amazing.
And so when I came back from the trip, I go to the bathroom and I notice that in the bathroom sink, there's long black hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this motherfucker.
In my own bed.
Right? And so.
He had sex in my own sink.
So I went to him, I told him what went on. He explained the situation. I didn't believe him at first because, you know, I had been burned in the past by another guy with that long black hair in the bed. And he was like, okay, well, here's a picture that I just took with them. And here's the guy mm-hmm. with the long black hair. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So here's a story. And just let me preface this by saying that everything that has ever been awkward in my life just doesn't seem real to me. But mm-hmm. it's like, if it's really awkward, it's going to happen to me. I lived with a girl before, and we were unpacking to move. Mm-hmm. And in the closet was not one pair, but a stack, a pile of women's underpants that weren't hers.
What, did you take a trip to Japan or something? Visited those vending machines?
I literally, to this day, don't know where it's from.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to high heaven that I do not have an explanation for why in the closet. Like,
miraculously, there was a box of panties in my closet.
It was a pile of panties. It was a stash of panties. The only way to explain this would be if I slept with the same woman 30 times and stole her underpants each time, and she didn't notice and kept coming and leaving panties. Or Every time I slept with someone, I would steal their panties and not tell them. But why would they all be the same size? What probably happened was when I was reaching in to collect the laundry from our unit's laundry thing, I just grabbed her panties and just didn't notice.
On accident.
But like, yeah. I didn't do it. I swear, I didn't do it.
That's a pile.
But the thing with women's underpants is they're like,
and you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you accidentally pick up a giant stack of panties.
Hashtag panty challenge. Then, grab a handful of panties, just one handful, and you'll count like 70 pairs of panties in your hand. Because women's panties, they ball up into.
They do ball up. It's
statistically, they don't even have a volume. Like, they disappear mathematically. They have zero cubic anything. Mm-hmm. You can. And women have thousands of panty pairs. Am I right?
So.
Not to dignify that with a response.
So you grabbed a stack of panties.
Or they were just there when we moved in.
Right, yeah. That
but I know, I swear, but that's it. If I explained every awkward situation from me, you would, it's too many.
Yeah.
One time I was at a party and my phone dialed my grandmother in my pocket. And the way to do it back in that day, you had to push in on the side thing, down, 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 push, 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 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it called my grandmother at a party I probably wasn't supposed to be at, and I got in trouble for it. But like, all that stuff.
Did you talk
happens.
About the giant pile of panties in your closet and she overheard about it?
I was like, Mary, they're drunk, don't go with her, Mary. But like, all this random crap happens to me. And it seems like I'm lying, but it's absolutely true. But I'm spitting. If you saw just how many panties, it was a comically large amount of panties.
That's why
I would have to be a psychopath to have this many pairs of someone else's panties.
Yeah. Well, that's why you sound like you're lying. Because I could understand if you accidentally picked up someone else's stack of panties, but then you proceeded to store them in the closet. So.
It was behind
like blankets.
It might
have been someone, maybe it was someone you were dating and you were in that weird phase where you weren't monogamous yet and she wanted to like mark her territory. Because like, that's shit that I would do.
I'm bringing 70 panties over to mark.
It was so many panties and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what did you end up doing with those panties?
I threw them out. I think I put them back. I don't remember. I literally don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I just remember going like, yeah, this is about par for the course. There's 30, 70 pairs of panties in here and I can't explain them. Okay. Sounds about right for me.
It's crazy.
So mine is really fast. The key, I've been asked by multiple ex-girlfriends and current women, all that stuff, women. Whose hair is this? Fuck hair is this? Look at this. It's not my hair. Fucking blonde. Oh, curly. Oh, lighter. Darker. And I'm like,
yeah, get
honestly,
it.
You know what? I don't know. Because the thing is, I would know if I was fucking someone, but I don't know. So the only answer, the only possible answer is, I don't know. Because if I have an answer, that means it's something else and I'm coming up with something. How would I know when someone's hair attached to me?
Yeah.
Right. My hair doesn't feel it. By the way, my hair is like Velcro. Mm-hmm. So if I give you a hug, there's a good chance you just left some hair and mine took it. Mm. Right? So then if I get home and then sit on my couch and my hair hits my couch, it might stick to that and it's there and now in my house and someone else's hair is on me. So it just happens. We're humans. People lose hairs. People's others grab it or maybe it's stuck to my shirt. I don't know. But for me, if someone says, look at this one hair I found, and I'm like, oh, I know, I recognize that hair. How the fuck am I going to know what hair that is?
Yeah.
And it actually works really well as soon as you go, I don't know, I'm gonna go back to my book. Why would I know the answer to that question? So no one's ever been like, oh, you're lying to me, JR, because it's impossible for me to really know the answer to that question.
Whose blonde hair is this? I don't know, because I'm fucking a dozen blonde chicks right now. I couldn't tell you which one it's from.
And here's you steal their pants.
Here's this, and I smell in the night. the story of women's hair in a relationship in relationships I'm in is the one that I'm in forever now. Oh God. Is you'll just kind of be sitting there eating lunch at work and you'll be like, what is that? And you reach into like here and you realize it's a hair and it's my now wife's hair and you start pulling it and then you realize it's wrapped like six times around your genitals. And you're just like, oh God, it's everywhere.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. I talked really- to a person who works here, and he's like, yep, same.
What?
It's everywhere. And if it's blonde hair, you don't see it. It's just, it's like walking into a spider web, except that spider web is wrapped around your junk.
Wow.
Just because it gets in your laundry, and you're doing laundry, and it's in your underpants, and you're just like this. And
I don't know if Christian's ever experienced that. I must ask him tonight.
Ask him. It'll just be like, it'll feel like
Let's
during the middle of the day.
Hair. Let's talk about men's hair, though.
Okay.
Okay, because it's not just on their head. It's all throughout their body. It's everywhere, right? So I am so fucking tired. Here are two things that I'm tired of. And no one talks about this before you get married. Like, before you get married, everyone's like, oh my God, marriage, it's so fucking great. No, it doesn't matter how independent you are as a woman or whether or not you are the breadwinner, career, what, none of that fucking shit matters. Once you get married, you will do the same thing that every married woman does. You will fold a ridiculous amount of white shirts every fucking week. Like, motherfuckers, like, how many fucking white shirts do you need, right? Like, I'm so fucking tired of folding white shirts. He changes white shirts like five times a fucking day.
He's an athlete.
I don't
He's
care.
He's an athletic man. He probably sweats and you
oh,
like
you
it.
Guys,
you like
you
his scent.
You guys fucking love those white shirts. Oh my God, it drives me crazy. Okay, so there's the white shirts.
Yeah.
Which I guess I made my opinions very clear on. And then like the body hair. The body hair is everywhere at all times. And no matter what.
How?
Because.
Does he shave it? Is he manscaped?
No, it's just natural shedding. Like he's got pretty thick body hair, but it's like light, so you can't really see it as much. And like, oh, I love him. I'm saying so many negative things right now. I feel bad.
Yeah, you sound like a terrible wife. Oh, whatever.
I'll fold your shirts all day, baby.
Aww.
No, but seriously, like cool it with the white shirts. Like, fuck, man.
No, we went through that and I had to get rid of a lot.
The white shirts.
She's like, I don't wear them. It's just that I have a stack of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wear them under button downs and stuff. But then someone pointed out, like, they think it's stupid if they see my shirt poking out of a button down. And that's all I wear white shirts for.
Uh-huh.
So I got rid of a lot of them.
Okay, so she doesn't have to fold your white shirts.
Like a vest, a sweater, you can have it poking out, but she was like, no. And I don't double.
Oh, and then the athlete thing, right? So he plays softball on the weekends, which is great. And these insanely intelligent men decided that their softball uniforms would be white. So he has a white softball uniform. And Christian is obviously very good at like the softball baseball stuff because he like did it professionally.
Yeah.
So he does like he does this thing where like you slide on the ground where the mud is and then there's mud all over his white. There's mud everywhere.
I think
right?
It's called sliding.
Yeah, it's sliding, right. Real smart idea when you're wearing a white uniform. And then like he just shows up and he's like, yeah, you know, it might be stained. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be fucking stained. And so like this last Saturday, I had to spend so much time, like I hand washed it. I like did the bleach thing. I did everything I could to get that fucking dirt.
Why are you doing this?
Cause I'm his wife and he's a guy. Like here's the thing.
What are you, that's
because
the trick.
Christian,
that's the guy trick. Don't let it
both,
stand.
No, but here's the thing. Christian, this is both the best thing about him and also sometimes in some scenarios, not the best thing about him. He's like the kind of guy who doesn't sweat things, right? So for him, it's like, yeah, okay, so I have giant dirt stains all over my jersey and who cares? Like, it's not a big deal. I care.
Yeah, got
like,
it. That's
like,
why.
It's gonna keep getting worse if every week you come back with new dirt stains everywhere and then I don't know. I just don't want him to have a dirty jersey. I want him to look good. I want him to feel clean. I care, which is why I do the laundry and I fold his shirts, even though I fucking hate folding those white shirts.
Guess what that means,
like,
though?
Huh?
You can't complain about it.
No, stop being my therapist.
You can't complain about it. You put yourself in this situation. He loves that you do this for him.
He
I'm
probably
sure.
doesn't even notice because you know why? He doesn't sweat it.
And you don't let him know. If it bought, you're creating a problem for yourself.
No, I'm not creating a problem. He needs to have a clean jersey. It's important.
But he doesn't care.
Okay, fine. Then I can't complain about it anymore.
You can't complain about it. But then again, isn't that liberating? That you don't have to do all that work. But if you do put it on yourself to do that work, then you can't complain about
it. I'm discovering why you can't go online and order any personalized license plates. Because you're doing these extra things.
She has no time. I can't even get my license plate.
I hand washed that thing. I soaked it in bleach.
She's down at the river.
But you know what? When he came home and he saw it, you know what he said? He's like, it looks like a brand new jersey. And yet that felt pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I get it. But I also get complaining about stuff that, like, you know why you do it and it doesn't really bother you. But like when you start thinking about like how hard it was to do it.
Yeah.
It's easy to complain.
I just don't want him to slide anymore. Is that possible?
So unreasonable.
Oh, and then when he gets injuries from doing that shit, that's when I actually genuinely get upset.
I'm like,
you twisted your ankle again.
Then he can't complain.
Yeah.
Do you tell him before he gets inside the house after an athletic endeavor that he smells before he even gets towards the shower yet? I'm just curious about that part.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
I have 1,000 t-shirts too, but they're not all white. But it's before I get a chance to take it off. I understand it smells.
Yeah.
Can I take it off before you tell me that it smells?
Because
I know. But is it supposed to be this like time warp? I go, and the shirt goes off and ends in laundry before I get it off of me.
That's so real. That's so very real.
It's like, so I walk in and go, oh, it smells. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Not walk in the house? Should I stay outside? Which one should I do? I'm just wondering. You know, sweat happens. So then once it happens and I have a dirty clothes, which I know it is, it's not like I go, whoo, take that and throw it in your face. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But you know, apparently I have to be told that I smell when I'm me, so I smell it.
Yeah.
And take care of it before you let me know.
So we had like a serious talk about more communication. We're good at communicating, but more communication. Because I know I have annoying habits too. Like I'm super annoying. But he doesn't tell me how annoying I am as much as I tell him. So I was like, you need to communicate with me when I do stuff that bothers you. And don't worry about me getting my feelings hurt. Like I can handle it. People threaten my life every day. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be fine.
That's perspective for you. Jesus.
And I was like, the thing that I fear the most is doing things that annoy you that I'm completely unaware of, and then it like drives us apart. Like, just let me know. And you know, and look, every couple, like your significant other is gonna have habits that annoy you. It's normal, it's natural. And when I think of the good things, I mean, they fucking significantly outweigh the bad things. And the bad things are pretty small. The white shirts, pretty small. Not that big of a deal.
Right.
Anyway, all right. All right, that's it.
We're all miserable.
We're all happy. Everything's
great.
We're all quite happy. And that was, I feel like I just had therapy. It was great.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It was a therapeutic ending point.
Yeah.
Talk more. Communicate.
Yeah.
Let each other know.
Let's find some solutions. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you later.